Now, you young folk know that Megxit has been a feature of the news headlines over the past week and a half since Harry and Meghan announced that they wanted to carve out a new role for themselves, take on less royal engagements, and set up home in Canada. And last night, you may know, it was announced that they are not to use the HRH title. Their public funds will be cut, and they have to pay back, well, they're going to pay back the some $2 million, something that was used to refurbish Frogmore Cottage. Royal engagements will be a thing of the past for them, at least for a year, when it'll be all reviewed again. Now, a number of spiritual thoughts can obviously be drawn from that story that has been in the news. And one of the issues that we can look at is certainly walking away from responsibilities. With privilege comes responsibility. And do you realize, young folks, it's such a privilege to be placed in the home of godly parents? And with that comes responsibility. And that's right across the board. With privilege comes responsibility. Meghan wasn't born into the royal family. She married into it. And that came with responsibilities. Harry was born into it. He may never have asked for it, but nevertheless, by virtue of his birth, he has royal duties. Now, Christians, those who are born again, are born into royalty. And with that comes responsibility. As the children of God, we are told we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Scripture defines our status this way: you are no longer a slave to sin, but a son. And of a son, then an heir of God. Once you come into God's family, that comes with responsibilities. And we've been seeing that as we've been working our way through Ephesians, particularly since we started Ephesians chapter 4. Now, with the royals, I would say their status is irrevocable. Harry cannot reverse history, cannot go back in time and undo his birth. And for ourselves, you know, spiritually, the moment of salvation, if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, the moment you were born again, you have eternal life. So we're told in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And you have that life in heaven. And you have a foretaste of that life now, if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And as Joe was reminding the folks who were passing by on Thursday at the open air, when he was talking about where do you want to spend eternity, heaven or hell, drawing attention to the fact that Meghan and Harry, they want to set up home in Canada, but also have a foot here also. Where are you going to live? And Joe drawing attention to the fact, well, where are you going to spend eternity? Where do you want to spend eternity? Heaven or hell? And I think it's a no-brainer. You want to go to heaven, don't you? And how do you get to heaven? Well, you have to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. You have to repent of your sin. You have to embrace him. And then as a child of the King of the universe, you're part of the greatest royal family in creation. And you're a member of that family forever. I say with responsibility, with privilege, comes responsibility.